Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
As you would imagine, the papers have pages and pages of tributes to Niall McCafferty. The front of the Irish Independent goes with a black and white photograph with one simple headline, "Good night, sister." And there's a lovely tribute inside the Irish Independent from Mary Kenny, who was on News Talk Breakfast yesterday. And in the tribute, Mary talks about Niall McCafferty's saltiness and how they used to row, but they were very good friends. A lovely piece to read because, of course, both of them founded the Women's Lib movement back in the 1970s. That's the main photograph on the front of the Irish Independent. The main story is about health insurance going up and up. Health cover hikes pricing out families at peak renewal time. Fears are growing that families will be priced out of health insurance cover after VHI became the latest insurer to raise its prices. A typical family will now pay up to €450 a year more on a mid-level plan, and apparently more increases can't be ruled out. This is, of course, if you're lucky enough to be able to afford health insurance. Unfortunately, it's going up, not just with VHI, but with other providers too. And this is peak renewal time. But some families will just give up their health insurance. They'll say, we can't actually afford it. And that's the situation as it stands. More about that on the front of the Indo and on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. It's their main story as well. €500 price hike for VHI family. Thousands of health insurance customers face a second price hike this year, bringing a total increase of €500 to some families' annual bills. And while €500 is obviously a lot of money, add that in with all the other increases just from living, and it makes life in Ireland very, very expensive indeed. The front of the Irish Examiner says that phones could be banned at second level, the Education Minister raising the prospect of an outright ban on mobile phones in secondary schools. It feels like we've been talking about this for years now. Obviously, pupils are getting ready for the new school term. Minister Norma Foley is pointing to international research on the damaging impact of phones on learning, and she says she's working on proposals to remove the devices from all classrooms. Of course, many schools do have their own phone policies already where they're banned or limited, but they want to bring in a device ban on all classrooms so that you don't rely on the school to make the rules, but that the whole country would have a phone ban at second level schools. The front of the Irish Times also goes with that. The Education Minister planning to ban mobile phones from all second level schools in response to research which links use of devices to student distraction and cyberbullying. Norma Foley says she was convinced a wider ban was the best way forward. Also on the front of the Irish Times, opposition parties are in the midst of extensive general election preparations, with posters already ordered and manifestos nearing completion. So this isn't Fine Gael, this is opposition parties who are gearing up for an election. Of course, we are told that the general election will be next year, that the government will run its full term, but apparently those sources within opposition parties are planning for a general election in mid-November. A senior Sinn Féin figure says the party would be mad not to prepare for an autumn election. Everyone else was doing the same thing, the person added. Several government backbenchers echoed this. So essentially all the politicians are getting ready now for a November election, even though allegedly it's not going to be held until next year. Also, Sinn Féin says that it's going to stand candidates in every constituency and more than one in most constituencies, because that was a big mistake that Sinn Féin made last time out, didn't run enough candidates. Now they'll run nearly too many around the country and try and get all those seats. Social Democrats are also now planning as if the election could be called at any moment. Labour Party says extensive planning is now underway for the upcoming general election. So as I say, everyone is getting ready for a November election, even though Simon Harris says it's not going to happen until next year. Staying with politics more, this speculation just won't go away about Dáithí O'Shea and politics. The Mail has the story. Dáithí O'Shea would be very welcome to run for political office, according to the Minister for Education. Norma Foley was responding to the Irish Daily Mail about whether she would like to see Dáithí O'Shea as her running mate in Kerry, and she says Dáithí is a terrific ambassador for the county. He's Kerry through and through. If he's considering it, he'd be very much welcome. He was only on News Talk on Monday here on News Talk, saying that he hasn't sat down and thought about it, but you never know what happens in life. He just basically said he's interested in politics, and now there's all this talk in Kerry that Dáithí O'Shea could run. The story, as I say, not going away. Big publication in The Lancet today. The Irish Times has the details. The number of deaths in Ireland due to excessive heat and from the cold is expected to significantly increase due to climate change. They estimate around 30 people in Ireland each year die from heat-related deaths, but that could increase to 563 with 3 degrees of warming by 2100. So we've a bit to go yet, but they are warning that Irish deaths due to heat and cold set to rise. That's a big report in the Lancet Public Health Journal out today. We all are aware of the Bank of Mum and Dad. Interesting one from across the water, but obviously happens here too, where if you're trying to get a mortgage, maybe your parents would give you, if they have the money, a loan of some money. But sons get more money than their daughters, which is very interesting. The Times of London says that you've heard of the gender pay gap. Now get ready for the gender gift gap, because the so-called Bank of Mum and Dad pays sons more than daughters to get on the property ladder. As I say, the figures are from across the water. So for boys, they were given £65,000 sterling on average, and the daughters, the girls, were given £51,671 sterling. Housing experts say they're baffled by this apparent case of everyday sexism. Why sons are given more cash to buy a home than their daughters for some reason. And final story comes from The Telegraph. I think a load of people are guilty of this. I certainly am. Self-checkout shoppers in the supermarkets are admitting that they use the tills to steal from stores. 1 in 8 adults say they have selected a cheaper item on a self-service till. I don't believe it's 1 in 8. I think it's way more than that. So they've selected a cheaper item than the one they were buying, according to a poll of 1,000 people by Ipsos. Apparently it's known as the banana trick. What you do is you put an item through a self-checkout as a cheap fruit or vegetable product, and you walk out with something that's much more expensive. And retailers say shoplifting is now so widespread that it's adding around 6p to every store transaction by customers due to the cost of the items that are stolen each year. So 8% of adults questioned admitted they had taken something from a shop up to the value of £10 without paying. 13% said they'd taken something from a shop that was worth £1, and more than a quarter say they don't believe they're shoplifting if it's under a tenner. But I think, as I say, a lot more people are probably going for the cheaper item because you can get away with it at the self-checkout till, and they say that they are using the banana trick, as it's called. Interesting, a similar proportion, you're talking 48%, say they don't believe that this banana trick should be treated as a criminal offence. More about that in The Telegraph now.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.